Alrighty, boys and girls, it is time for the Human Podcast. Now, we got my wife over here, my lovely wife. And we got Courtney over there, the lovely Courtney.
Hola.
And then we got me, just Alex. You know, I'm just,
yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay, Alex.
I mean, I try. I have man tits. Yeah,
Got your six pack going on.
Oh my God.
It's summertime because
I saw him jiggle.
Stop it. The under tit sweat had started. Fuck off. Get out of my.
I know, right? That's so annoying.
But like, only fat guys and chicks understand what the under tit sweat is.
It's disgusting. Mine smells like vinegar and I hate it. Although, you want to know something creepy?
What?
So Goose loves how it smells. So when I get home, if I'm like super sweaty, I'll like dry my underboobs with him like he's a towel, and he thinks it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, that's horrible.
It makes him so happy.
Yeah, I mean,
just so happy, and I want my cat to be happy.
Yeah, he also sniffs my underwear, so like, I don't think he has too many fucking standards.
No, he has none.
He's like, oh, yeah, this is great. Oh, my God. You fucking smells like ass and dick.
He's weird like that.
Yeah, your cat's a freak, okay?
Well, he doesn't have a lot of brain cells, okay? And, like, he came from, like, a shelter and stuff. And, like, my dad killed his brother. So, like, he's had a rough start, okay?
He's had a rough start.
Yeah, it was really bad.
I mean, I'd have to say that your cat is a certified freak 7 days a week. Got that wet-ass pussy.
Oh, my God. Isn't that your cat? Isn't Mochi your cat?
No, Goose. We're talking
We're talking about my goose.
Oh, sorry.
My fluff for brains.
I wish I was high to, like, get that mix-up, but whatever.
What?
It's okay, guys.
You wouldn't get the mix up at a... See, when Courtney is high over here, she'll be like, I just got the joke from the beginning of the podcast. At the end.
Oh my gosh. Nuh-uh.
And then she'll be like, just like every now and again. And then just like, if she turns on her camera, and she's like, most of the time her camera's off because she's just like, looking at hentai, and we can see it through her glasses, and just boop, boop, and it's like, you know, fucking, you know, blacked out cocks, or, you know, fucking pixelated dicks, and it's like, yeah.
What if it was like reverse pixels? Like, you saw the dick, but everything else was blurred.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what porn is, like, you know, what do you call the meat around a vagina?
Around or above?
Around.
I don't know.
Isn't that like the hood or something?
No, you call it a woman.
Oh my God.
The meat.
So dumb.
The meat around a vagina. It's a woman.
Well, yeah.
Oh my, Alex doesn't get it.
So I'm just calling you meat.
I mean, am I like a prime A cut or like a Wagyu beef?
I mean, I'm like valuing the vagina, just like the inner canal. I'm like, fuck the clit. I mean, just chop it off. It's fine. I'm like Egypt over here. I'm like, I don't need that. Get rid of it. Take a cigar cutter to it. Pop, pop. Pop it right the fuck off.
Yeah, that stuff's fucked up.
I mean, that it'd be fucked up if they... your clit was long enough to take a cigar cutter to. If it comes out like a war general's cigar, just burn, just like brown and stiff.
Like, I quite honestly don't have that great of an idea of what my clit looks like. I'm going to be honest, but as long as it doesn't look like the ones that look like the fucking end of sausages, I'm happy.
Yeah, I can't get to it with a cigar cutter. I can tell you that much.
What's a cigar cutter? Like, what does it look like?
It looks, you know,
like a mini guillotine?
Like a mini guillotine, like an oval. Like it has like two parts and you can just go boop and it cuts a cigar.
Okay. Does it like close the end too or just cuts it?
Why would it close the end?
I don't know. So I'm asking.
Just cuts it. It's like a guillotine for a cigar. But it has a hole, and it's like, you know, men with smaller penises, you know, like, we think about, I'm like, oh man, I could put my dick in there and just fucking ruin my day.
Why would you think about doing that?
I mean, I think about putting my dick in a glory hole, but I'm like, I don't do it. Like, anytime I've never actually seen a glory hole, but if I ever did, I would just imagine like a crazy dude with like a cleaver on the other side and just like,
and, so you wouldn't partake?
No, because I imagine you just like the second my hard dick comes through, this dude just cleaves off my dick and like, you know, eats it. Like it goes straight into like a frying pan and he like eats my dick.
Wouldn't he like sauce it in half first or something? Like long ways?
No, I have no idea how this dude would eat my fucking dick. I don't know how cannibals eat dicks.
I mean, like the same way you eat tongue, I suppose.
I don't eat tongue.
Then why were you trying to buy some at freaking Walmart?
I just wanted to see if they had it.
Oh my God.
Okay. Courtney, back me up on this. Do you remember back in the day you were able to buy like cow tongue at the grocery store?
A little bit. But not really, like only like a certain one.
No, like I saw it like at Raley's. At Safeway I saw this shit.
I miss Raley's so much.
I remember seeing I remember seeing this shit everywhere. I'm like, oh, that, and I'd play with it.
I miss Rite Aid.
I'd pick up the cow tongue and be like, oh, look at it. Oh, it's so long.
I miss their ice cream.
I mean,
they're Thrifty's ice cream.
You miss the memory of shitty ice cream is what you're doing right now.
No, my dad got some like fake bogus ice cream maker that we had to use for years and it was bullshit and it was stupid and it never worked. No. I've eaten some very sad ice cream.
Okay. Courtney, do you remember going to the county fair up in Placerville and they would have like ice cream that you hand make in a bag?
What?
It would be two Ziplocs. Like, the outer one would be, like, salt and ice, and the inner one would be all the stuff they're mixed around to make ice cream.
Oh, my... What? People did... What? That's so much work.
It was. But you'd walk around all day just mixing this stuff together, and it would keep kids, you know, occupied.
Yeah. Like, they got something to do.
And so now they're mixing together the ice cream. And it was the best ice cream because I worked for it.
Yes. There is nothing better than the purest reward after a goddamn good grind.
But in reality, it fucking tasted like soft serve from like a shitty Chinese buffet.
That's what it fucking was. You basically made like a very thick milkshake.
Yeah, I mean...
like a blizzard.
And then I had like this little itty bitty spoon, so I'm like just sitting there like with a plastic bag, just like a savage.
Didn't like twist it up into like a triangle and pop the corner and suck it out?
No, that's gay!
But that's the best way to eat that.
Why would you do that?
Because it's the most efficient way to do that.
No.
What? Eat what?
Ice cream. Like, Courtney, have you been a part of this conversation? Do you...
I kind
of
zoned out for a second.
Okay. Do you remember?
I was like...
I figure like ice cream, you'd be all up in it. Do you remember going to the fair and making your own ice cream in Ziploc bags?
No.
The fuck? Am I the only one that did this?
I am so jealous that you got to do that.
Well, let's get some fucking rock salt and ice.
I mean, I already have rock salt.
So, yeah, we have.
Yeah.
I don't know the rest. I don't know the fucking voodoo milk that they had. We'll figure that out. Get two fucking Ziplocs and go to town. And we'll like sit there and like, ooh.
You can sit there and do that. I'm going to get a machine to do that for me.
Or I could just go into the fucking freezer, grab the ice cream out, scoop it into a bowl.
Oh my God.
And boom, done.
That's so easy. Like, who would never not do that?
Like, I want to get a Staples button and make that was easy. And just like, you know. just make commercials on like the hard way to do something. It's like, you know, a man at the end of the day does an oil change on his car. He lifts it up, puts jack stands down, and like to go through everything you need to do an oil change. Or he goes to like an oil change place that does it for $30. Boom. That was easy.
So way Aunt Marcia got one of those buttons from an office job because the entire office thought she was being let go and they were throwing like a mini party for her and they gave her the gift. And my Aunt Marcia was like, I'm not the one who's being fired. So she brought that home and we lived in the middle of the dining room forever. My grandpa would always hit it every time he walked by.
Yeah, it was the... Literally, I'm sure it's the number one thing Staples sold. It was that was easy button. I'm sure they just had it by the register. I'm sure people came in and like, I'm here for one thing and one thing only. And they're like, oh, what, like printer paper? No, the button. Fine.
Yeah, no. It was their flagship.
It was all they had. I don't even know what Staples has that like pertains to me that Amazon or Walmart doesn't have. Staples? Guess what? Amazon, Walmart both have them. Paper? Yep. Check. Any office supplies, it's like...
Yeah, but they had good fancy art paper. Like the textured stuff.
Amazon.com.
Okay, well, Staples was before Amazon hit it big.
Yeah, I'm surprised there's even Staples still around.
I am also surprised to learn this.
They're all, like, surviving off of that was easy button, and they refuse to let Amazon sell it just so they could stay open. Who wants to buy the button? We still sell the button. Like, they have the sign. We still sell the button. $8.99. Please come buy the button at least. Come in here. We have prostitutes in the back. They'll suck your dick.
Ew.
I mean, it's like a mattress.
Do they have money to afford good prostitutes?
No, you do. That's why you go in and spend your money on their prostitutes.
But you're not guaranteed they're good prostitutes. How do you know they're good prostitutes?
Anytime you buy a prostitute, you're not sure that they're a good prostitute.
How do you know if they're good or not? Like, what are the important things?
Having a penis.
Besides that?
That's it.
Okay, so...
Like, if it's a male prostitute, I guarantee you they're good. Because, you know, any dude that fucks for money, it's like, I get money for this? Yeah, you better be good. Like, if you fuck terribly and you're a male prostitute, it's like, you're gonna get killed.
Yeah.
Like a gaggle of girls is going to come around the corner and just fucking beat you to death with their purses. Like, you limp dick piece of shit. What are you doing? Are you okay?
My stomach hurts.
You keep on like doing like this like Asian giggle thing.
Because I am belching and it's really loud and I don't want it on the fucking thing because I'm a lady. I don't belch.
Welcome to the cum zone. Only cum inside anime girls.
Only cum inside anime girls. But yeah, like mattress stores. Also, what the fuck happens in a mattress store? Has any of us actually been to a mattress store?
I have.
Did you buy a mattress?
Yeah, we did. We bought the mattress I picked out.
And Courtney, you've been to a mattress. Did you buy a mattress?
And by picked out, I was given the option between the two cheapest.
Someone else did. I didn't.
Like, I see like 10 mattress stores, and I'm like, what the fuck do they do?
I ran across 4 mattresses before I got caught. It was life changing.
I can run across all of them. It's a drug front.
Like the pure freedom of that feeling.
There's no fucking way it's not a drug front.
Well, obviously.
I mean, like...
Like, we got the mattress from that really shifty one in Diamond Springs.
I didn't even know there was one. It was this...
Oh, my God, it was so bad.
Was this Craigslist? Like, you know, fucking... you know, suck my dick, I'll give you a mattress. It might have bed bugs. It depends on your blowjob skills.
Okay, so it was right past the Chinese restaurant, but before you hit the Big T with the special gas station.
It's been like 15 years since I've even been there.
I know. That's why I know how I describe it doesn't matter because you won't know either.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah, it was shifty.
Let that place burn.
I can't believe my parents lived there.
I mean...
But I mean, like, your parents, like, depend on your grandparents.
Yeah.
Like, how many years have been they been paying your parents' mortgage?
For at least 10 years, if not longer.
And, like, what about Max? Isn't Max now being used...
I mean, I have absolutely no idea what's going on. Like, my Aunt Marcia and Uncle Tim, Grandma never, ever tell me anything. Like, we are completely, I know nothing about them.
Yeah. Alex said, so my mom said that Alex, that your dad and mom were abusive towards Max, too.
Yeah.
And that he didn't get away with stuff either. And that he was, like, one time he didn't want to go
Courtney, I really don't want to talk
pool.
About it.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry too. I just don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
I said certified freak. 7 days a week. Wet ass pussy. Make that pullout game weak.
This sounds like the button you hit. It legitimately sounds just like it.
Ass pussy. But okay, I saw the craziest thing. I've seen a lot of crazy shit as a truck driver. I'm surprised I didn't start with this bullshit. I saw a truck fully the fuck on fire. Like off the highway, like crashed, and like I thought it was a fucking movie. Like, I thought they were filming some shit. They had hardly any emergency crews out there. And then I'm, like, going down the road, and, like, 10 minutes later, a grip of emergency fucking vehicles go flying down the street. And I get to the fucking gas station down in Walsenburg, and some dude watched the entire fucking thing happen.
So is the driver dead?
No, he's alive. He's quite alive. He's doing great.
Ah, so the truck did its job.
Yeah. People forget this. Trucks do not have airbags, but we have plenty of safety features.
Oh, yeah.
We could drive over your fucking car, kill everyone inside, and get out without a scratch.
Yeah, no, your cab is made to be bomb-proof.
No, it is not, but...
Okay, well, I'm trying to, like, it's made to survive shit, which is why every time you've crashed, you have not died.
Every time? I crashed once!
You told me you've crashed 3 times!
In my truck?
Yes!
No, I've had some dude back into my Isuzu, and they fucking pocketed that money. He had, like, a brand fucking new, like, this was so many years ago, it was probably, like, a brand new, like, 2018.
Ugh, someone thinks you're cool.
Well, I mean, it was a fucking Caliber Collision. So, it's a body shop that does work after you get into a car accident. This motherfucker backs into me. And they're like, oh, yay, thank you. You know, they just took that money and pocketed the fuck out of it. And then they sold that truck.
Hey, good business.
I don't fucking care. That truck is a piece of shit. But I saw this truck, like, on fire. So, like, I'm just driving down the street. I see, like, some fucking flashing lights up ahead. I'm like, huh, that's weird. And then I, like, come around a corner, which is like an overpass, and just it looks like hell has opened up on the side of the road and just fire fucking everywhere. The cab fully on fire, burnt to the ground, and the entire field is on fire. I'm like, oh wow, that's crazy, and just kept driving.
Somebody fucked up.
And then the rest of the day, like the rest of Colorado Springs caught on fire, I guess.
Oh my God. Okay. So we almost had to evacuate at my clinic. Like we were that close. Like we were the next zone that's going to be evacuated. So it's the middle of the day. We are like packing cats and carriers. We're trying to carry out as much expensive equipment as we can, making sure we're grabbing all the drugs. Like we are like full on trying to just pull out the entire clinic. And like, thank God it didn't. We didn't have to evacuate, which meant we had to put everything back, but we didn't have to evacuate. And we all still have a clinic and we all still have jobs. So that was not okay. It was not okay.
But we do get our Florida story of the week.
Ah, yes.
I mean, I haven't been talking about them because they have been good. And this week, a Florida man with zero flying experience safely landed a tiny plane. It would have been him and the pilot dead if he fucked it up. So, like, the stakes weren't that high. Just two Floridians dead. I'm sure he, like, died of, like, a fucking fentanyl overdose and his cocaine by now.
Did you ever see the It's a Miracle show with like the creepy blonde dude with like the invisible glasses?
What?
Okay.
If they're invisible, how would you see them?
Because they glinted like anime glasses. Okay, do you know what I'm talking about?
Not at all.
Okay, well, basically that was an episode on it. So like I already knew that like happened and that was like when I was a kid.
What, the...
That a pilot died and the person who was not a pilot had to take over and land the plane and it went fine. Because, you know, it was a miracle because God. Because it was on the Hallmark Channel forever.
What's hilarious is it's also a book called Hatchet where, like, a young boy is out flying with a dude and he has a heart attack and he, like, lands in the middle of a lake, sinks the plane, and, like, the dude's, like... It's like a teenager like living out in the middle of wilderness with just a hatchet.
Oh my God, that's so traumatic.
And like at the end of the book, I think he gets rescued. Courtney, like back me up on this. You've read this book, right? Courtney, are you in there?
Sorry.
She is
high
now.
I zoned out.
Oh,
I
guess he wasn't
blonde. Though. I'm just tired. I'm sorry. I don't know why I zoned out.
Okay, yeah, this dude.
He doesn't have weird glasses or anything.
I know. I didn't remember his face well at all. I'm so disappointed. But did you ever see this?
No.
Oh my God, it was some fucked up God shit.
Yeah, of course. Do you see his fucking suit and his, like, you know, laid back? Yeah, I believe in God, but I'm still cool.
Sometimes my mother would cry while watching it.
What is it? What movie?
It's a, I guess, a show?
It's a really bad show about these miracles that God revealed.
Oh, we actually have the name of the pilot that landed. Darren Harrison, a 38-year-old man. Yeah, he's just been, you know, kind of fucking chilling. And he has a flooring company in Lakewood. But yeah, just as the main pilot, just like,
Oh, I remember those.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I remember.
Thank you.
I always hated these fucking Christian-y fucking movies.
Like the fuck?
Let's get into Christian movies and how much they fucking suck. So I was watching this fucking movie, and it was about this rich guy. And he, like, had a black card, like the fucking Amex black card, which has, like, unlimited money. Like, go ahead, no limits, fucking go for it. And he's, like, out there partying one day, and it just gets declined. He's like, what? No, that's impossible. It's a black card. He's like, sir, it's been declined. And, like, I guess, like, his family's people come out and, like, you know, you need to, you know, get your life on the right track. Do you believe in Jesus there, young man? I'm like, oh, no. And, like, they make him, like, have, like, a farm and, like, do, like, hard work. And I think there's, like, a kid involved. And he's like, yeah, this is what life's really all about. It ain't about the money. And then, like, they give him all the money in the end anyway. I'm like, I hated that from, I'm like, it'd have been a much cooler thing if he ran out of money and then started a life of crime with, like, his cocaine dealers. That'd have been a more interesting movie instead of God provides for everything.
So there's, like, a lot of, like, Christian fiction books, okay? Like, for adults. And every now and then I would get into a series and they would be super duper fucked up and then God would heal everything. Like, there was this one book about this kid who got, like, whipped and then they, like, poured boiling water on him. Then he, like, turned into this mercenary and, like, more shitty stuff happened to him. Then all of a sudden, like, God's, like, the end of the movie and he, like, makes everything better. He's like, I forgive you for your sins, my son. Even though he was the one who was attacked by everybody. And it's like, what the fucking fuck? This is super fucking wrong.
Victim blaming. Yeah, it's okay if it's a man.
Like, and there are, like, really fucked up horror books too that I actually accidentally read once. Like, what the fucking fuck? They think, like, these are not good moral books. And they're selling it at Christian stores where, like, little kids have access to them.
I remember, like...
Like, it's hypocrisy.
It's hypocritical, Alec.
Hypocrisy! I remember one of the first movies I watched about racism and slavery. It was like this guy that was like running from the police and he gets transported into like slavery days for some fucking reason. Magic. You know? It's like, woo, magic. And this motherfucker's in slavery and he's like, you know, my grandmother would call this chump change that we're getting. I'm like, you paid the slaves? Stop that. You're losing money out there, bud.
There were paid slave plantations, but they were still slaves. Not everyone. There, it was still just a blind.
But yeah, I think like in the beginning of like the movie, he was like, yeah, I don't believe in slavery. I'm like, dude, you're black. You have to. It is a forced thing that you have to fucking do. You're just like, yeah, slavery is real.
What the fuck?
Have you ever met a black guy that doesn't believe in slavery?
Well, of course not.
Yeah, all black guys believe in slavery. I don't know. This has been like 20 years ago. Oh, no.
What?
I don't know why it's...
Don't hit upgrade.
Oh my goodness. That's hilarious.
Is it still recording?
Oh yeah, no, it's still recording. Oh,
okay.
And we can always, you know, just restart the fucking meeting.
What happens?
I guess fucking Zoom is being a fucking scumbag now and wanting people to pay for it. So it's what? Like, yeah, I'm like,
oh,
all right, Zoom, it's fine. We'll just stop using you. It's fine. Like, yeah. We'll just go over to like Skype or something or just do phone calls or FaceTime. Like, there's a million other options.
Don't you have to pay with Skype too, though?
If you have like more than six, I think.
Okay.
But, you know, what it used to be is if you have more than two, then you have to fucking pay. But I'm like, there's only two people in this fucking meeting.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you guys are all pieces of shit. But, I mean, the holy shit. Yeah, we're only in like fucking 30 minutes then. So we'll take a quick break and be right back and then refresh this entire fucking thing. Alrighty, we are back. Fuck Zoom. This is the last week of ever using Zoom. Sorry, Zoom, we had a good thing going and then you fucked it up. If you know anyone using Zoom, just stop using them. They're gonna start charging you more and more. And yeah, they wanna charge for what FaceTime has been doing for free forever, what Skype has been doing for free forever. So yeah, we're either going to go to Streamlabs, Skype, FaceTime, or phone calls. I don't know. Oh, you got one of those little, star constellation things too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got one from like Home Depot or something weird.
We got it from Home Depot.
Yeah, I'm like, I saw it and my wife's like, oh, I'm like, all right, here you go.
I'm like a child at a candy store.
Yeah, you are. You're fucking wild. Uh-huh. But I do have a video of women posting their goddamn, fat loss. So, I'm just going to, go ahead and boom to doom. And share this fucking video with y'all. This shit is hilarious. It is a woman that does not know how to cook.
Oh my god. Let's see.
She's cooking something. I don't even know what the fuck it is. A burnt? She's cooking like a...
Oh shit. Oh fuck. Fuck. Oh fuck. Fuck, I don't know what to do, guys. I don't know.
No, it's so much funnier the second time.
Help. I don't know what to do,
you
guys. Guys, I don't know what to do. Help.
I don't understand why she doesn't know what to do.
Fuck.
You don't use
any... Shit.
It's the tiniest fire, too.
Oh, God. It's fine.
Oh, God.
Instagram Kate Jane Carson or Karen.
Help me, please. I need help.
Oh, look, it's dying out already. Oh my god. It ran out of fat.
I hope that she's in an apartment and like everyone has evacuated.
Oh my god.
This bitch is the reason why there is a whole bunch of fires in Colorado Springs.
I think one of them was from a car accident.
But social media, K Jane Karon. K-A-R-O-N. So.
Oh my god. It just sounds like a fucking Karen.
K-J-A-N-E-K-A-R-O-N. Follow your girl. Show her some love. Send her some cooking techniques. Donate her a fire extinguisher. Or donate her, a microwave.
Are we supposed to have fire extinguishers in our house?
Yeah, I guess. We have water.
Okay.
Don't do a grease fire.
Have I done a grease fire yet?
I'm sure you have.
No, I haven't.
I'm sure you've said...
No, if I did that, I would have fessed up immediately. When I do big fuck-ups, I let you know.
The amount of styrofoam... plates.
Styrofoam is different.
And cutting boards.
Cutting boards. You're talking about a grease fire, not wood.
Oh, no. You've burnt wooden cutting boards.
Yeah.
And a plastic one. You melted a plastic cutting board to the fucking thing.
Yeah, I know. What do you want me to do about it? It's in the past.
You melted it straight to the fucking... the griddle.
I always forget it's hot.
You just like put it on. You're like, yeah. I just need to get you like covers for them. Or I just need to get ones that like churn different colors. Like red when it's hot.
That'd be so helpful.
They all do that.
I mean, you're right.
Jesus Christ.
Although, well, along with that, I have grabbed a lot of hot plastic melty over my hands more than a few times. I think it's why cat scratches don't hurt as much, because quite honestly...
Because your hands are just covered in melted plastic? Like,
they're just like so numb.
The sins of my previous cooking errors.
And seriously, I can't move any of my fingers individually. They come in groups.
You're like the villain from Catwoman.
The villain?
Okay.
Is that the penguin dude?
No, it was a chick, and her whole stick was she had makeup, I guess, that made her skin like porcelain.
What?
I don't know. Like, it was like she would like
okay. Continue. Who's the villain?
I don't fucking know.
Wait, then who's the villain? Is she the villain? Is she the anti-villain?
No, she's
the anti-hero,
she was
whatever.
A villain. Like, she did some evil with makeup, like, used it on dogs and didn't get the permission or something stupid. Like, with all female movies.
Okay. The only Batman movie I have ever seen is the one with Uma Thurman in it, and that's the only one I've ever watched. And it's priceless.
Let's see. Like, Catwoman.
Like, it was awful. Oh my god, it was bad. And then there was the black card. Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Laurel Hedder. Fucking the enemy of Catwoman. Yeah, I guess she has like makeup or something. Like, imagine a Ellen DeGeneres that can't get hurt.
Oh my god.
She's just a cunt to everyone.
That'd be so annoying.
Like that. That's like the only thing she's ever done wrong.
Oh my god.
She just like made interns cry, and then Catwoman's like, "How dare you? You didn't use his right pronouns. He's going through a tough time." It's like, actually, Catwoman, I decided to change it again. It's she. It's like, you know what? Fuck it. Kill that one. Kill that thing. It's like, no, you get to choose once. You don't get to flip-flop. You should have chosen gender fluid, and then, you know, people are like, oh, is it a guy or is it a girl? I just want him to, or her to talk? Do something? It's your balls, maybe? Ah. Like, there's things that guys do and things that girls do. If you hit your balls, you're a guy. It's a strictly guy thing. And if you, you know, lift up your titties to rub the fucking under titty sweat, you're a chick.
I never do that in public.
Yeah, no. I don't itch my balls in public. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, if it's like,
see,
if it's where I know no one's gonna see, then yeah, I might, like, if I have a wedgie, I might really quick get the wedgie out. But I'm not gonna like prolong to itch something in public or something like that. I'd go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
See, guys will itch their balls and then sniff it.
Ew.
Yeah, no, we're gross. Like, I will fully admit that. Us men, gross, but
oh, it's just like a fucking kickback to when, like, we were like animals and we use stool and urine as a form of communication. It's just a habitual habit.
Like, sometimes, like, I'll pick at my
in my opinion, I could be wrong.
Sometimes I'll like pick at my belly button.
Ew.
And like if I like feel like a wetness inside there, I'll sniff it.
Ew, what the fuck?
Like, I'm like,
your belly button gets wet?
Sometimes, yeah.
What the fuck?
Like, I'll pick out the lint and then, like, I'll kind of get, like, okay, deep in there.
What the fuck is lint?
Like t-shirt lint.
No, I, like, okay, I don't.
You don't have a deep belly button. I have a deep belly button. Like, look at this fucking thing.
It like, kind of looks like an apple for, like, the top.
Like, put your finger in there.
No!
Put your finger in my belly button.
No, I am not doing that.
Put it in.
Why should I do that?
I put my fingers in your holes.
Okay, fine.
Like, feel how deep that is.
I don't want to.
Look how deep. Look how deep it is.
It looks so gross.
Yeah, right? Put your finger in there. I mean, you're going to have to chop the finger off later, so.
Okay, okay.
Can't pick one.
Ew,
you
know. Ew, 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 ew.
See, it's wet.
Why was it wet?
I don't know.
No, why was it wet?
I don't know why it was wet. Now
oh
sniff
my
it.
God.
It's like it's like the funkiest funk you'll ever smell.
Literally just sniffed it in front of me.
I know, yeah, it's pretty great. It's like, oh. It, it,
God.
Like, men will, like, you know, finger a girl and then, like, 4 hours later sniff their finger like there's any pussy remaining on the finger.
Okay, that's, like, different and acceptable in my opinion.
No! Your finger has, like, been, like, recovered in shit at this point. Like...
Okay, I also can't argue with that fact, but also, it's not exactly...
Like, I don't think I've ever, like...
It's a good memory.
It's like, yeah. Like, if you have, like, two clean fingers... you're like a notoriously dirty person, and just two fingers are just, like, fucking clean. It's like, what the fuck, John? Why would you finger a girl? It's like, how do you know I fingered a girl? What if I, like, what, you just wash those two fingers? Fuck off. It's like, we'll find out who you fingered, and if it's someone here at work, you're in trouble. And it's like, Mary's like, I have a serious itch already, and I didn't get fingered by him.
Ew.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
Ugh, crabs.
Imagine, like, someone that worked at, like, a garbage plant and just, you know, had, like, black fingers and just, like, put those fingers inside you.
He would have to wash his hands first.
Yeah, no, he'd have to wash his everything first.
Yeah. Ergo, his dirty fingers will not be stuck up there. It has to be clean or
okay,
it's
so,
not okay.
Okay, so, like, some of the places I deliver to, like, I deliver to one trash place. And, like...
Like, is that its name?
I'm not going to say its name. It's a small little trash place that just kind of, like, you know, does, like, the local area. And they're fucking garbage. In every single way. And they want their tires inside the building where they keep their trash trucks. And they leave it unlocked for me. It is the worst smelling place I have ever been.
Oh, no.
It is rancid.
Oh, my God. Like, they're not cleaning the trucks?
No.
What the fuck?
Like, I... don't ever want to go in there.
Oh, my God.
Like, I roll the tires from the door if I can. I'm like, all right, there you go. Boom. Your tires are in. And I hold my breath to go inside this place.
You can always wear a mask.
It does not help.
But it gives you a little psychological.
Nothing. Not even a little bit.
It helps me.
Trust me. I've been to fucking poo plants. I've been to shit plants with Ben. And... you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, it is kind of stinky over here. And it's fucking just straight gallons of human shit. It doesn't even touch the fucking rankness.
Because they're not cleaning the trucks.
Are they supposed to?
I would expect them to.
I
expect them to be cleaned at the end of the day.
Like, when you see, like, just a fucking... I'm like, I've smelled garbage, and this place is just the amalgamation of every piece of garbage. And they have, like, a fucking heater that goes, like, all day. So
wait, so, like, it's hot smell?
It's hot garbage.
No!
It is. I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, and they used to have a dog. I think the dog got locked in there and just, like, died or something.
What?
Like, hopefully it's in the main house, but I don't think they, like, let it in because it probably smells like trash. And before, like, I remember one time I pulled up to this place and apparently they had just gone hunting because there was a buck's head... just, like, in some tires. Like, they wanted to, I guess, taxidermy it or something. Or, like, take the antlers off. I don't know. You know, I get there before they're even open. And it was just there for, like, a few weeks. And, like, it didn't even stink compared to, like, the inside.
Hot. make smells.
Hot garbage. I'm just, like, my nose is like, the fuck? Like, fart or something, clean up the smell. God damn.
Oh, like, my God. I can't imagine.
Like I kind of want to, like, bring, like, air freshener in, but I feel like it's, you know, like, peeing in a pool to make it warmer. It doesn't work.
What?
You've never tried that?
I've peed in pools, but not on that purpose.
Do you know why pools smell the way they do?
From bleach?
From pee.
And bleach.
It's a mixture of the pee and the fucking cleaning chemicals. It's chlorine. It's not bleach.
Because if they use bleach, it would fix it. But if they use bleach, it'll burn everyone's skin off in the pool. So they have to use Clorox, and they're stuck with it.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, no, like, some dude was, like, did an experiment. It was probably, like, backyard scientist or somebody. And he's like, yeah, no, I added pee to these chemicals, and that's what, you know, pool water smells like. I'm like, that's gross.
I mean, pee's basically sterile, to be honest.
Yeah, but I don't want to be swimming in a giant fucking vat of it.
But you're okay swimming in open rivers?
I'd rather a bear shit hit me in the head than swim in more pee. There's a log coming down the river. It's a big one. You know, hang on to this log for dear life. Oh, no. Is this bear shit? Oh, this is a bear shit. Oh, this ain't going to save us. And, like, you survive the whole encounter, but, you know, come out with mental scars. It's like, there's a giant bear in that wood. In the wood, rangers, shoot it to death. It's like, how do you know? It's like, see this? All this poo on us? This is from one log. Dear God, we have to burn down the forest.
Oh, my God.
But did you hear about this this lady that fucking ran away with, like, she was a prison guard and she ran away with a correctional officer? Or with a prisoner?
No.
How am I the only one that has ever seen this?
Why does this kind of shit still happen?
So this was in Alabama.
Oh.
I can understand
now. Okay,
now
it's... No.
Oh, no.
I feel bad for Alabama sometimes.
It gets worse.
It's Alabama. It has
to. Are they cousins?
This is just like the top cock tease right here.
Okay, a CO named Vicky White.
What's a CO?
Like a fucking something officer.
Oh, it's a title.
Correctional officer. She was 56, put in for her retirement, sold her house, sold everything she had to help Casey White.
Her hubs?
Nope.
Brother?
Nope. Like, they don't even know who the fuck this dude is.
Okay.
But a 38-year-old dude, and she's, like, not that, you know, she's probably like a, she's an Alabama 10 for sure, but, you know, like a fucking rest of world 3.
Okay, no, 3.5.
3.5, okay. We're being...
3.5.
Like, she's... Her face has no personality. And I'm sure, like, this one prison guard was like, you sure are pretty, miss. With the last name like what? We could get married. And she's like, adventure. Everything. Romance. He's sweeping me off my feet.
Like, what the fuck?
And so she took this guy for his psych eval. And she was kind of high up in the prison. She was an assistant director. And took the fuck off with this dude. Yeah, I don't just randomly drink them.
Well, no, I wasn't sure if it was empty or not, so I had to make sure.
There's like a half full one down there. Don't drink that.
I will not drink that.
But yeah, she takes off with this dude, and she's like, oh my God, we're gonna fall in love and have a bunch of babies.
At 56? Okay, no, that was rude of me. Never mind. Continue.
Yeah, I mean, at 56, exactly. I mean, you know, a fucking beat-ass fucking woman with nothing really going on. And so,
well, no, it's her decision. I didn't mean to shame her for that. It was just like...
Well, I mean, it was her decision. They take off.
That was a prejudice to me.
And they are on a manhunt. They're all looking for her. They're all looking for him. And then they get spotted. I don't know why they didn't just go straight to Mexico. Just straight to jump the fucking border. But they didn't. Mm-hmm. Or straight to Cuba or something. They're close enough. They get spotted, and as they're taking them down and arresting them, she just goes and shoots herself.
What?
Yeah, she kills herself.
What? Was there cocaine involved?
God, I hope so. I hope they had wild, like, fucking...
So is the dude dead, too?
Nope, he's quite alive. He had minimum injuries, and they took him in. You know, he's like, I scraped my knee. He's like, that was fun. You know, I tricked a dumb woman again.
What the fuck?
I mean, that's any woman that's married. Ha ha, we tricked you.
They're just stupid people, regardless of gender.
I mean, look at every man and woman that has gotten married multiple times. I'm like, I will get married once ever. I don't care how much you was like, you know, if you don't marry me, then we're not together. I'm like, fine.
See, I feel exactly the same way. Like, I'm not going to invest myself in another relationship of this type after you're gone. If I, unfortunately... don't die first.
God, like, part of me wants you to die first. That way I can cash in on life insurance. I'm like, come on. Like, die at, like, an old age, but, like, still where I'm young enough to where I can enjoy the money that I get from you.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm like, 32. I'm like, now I can fuck all the hookers.
Expensive hookers.
It's like,
get yourself good ones. Treat yourself.
Like, you're just, like, for some reason, then I can, like, start to see ghosts. And I'm like, fucking, my wife is just over there just being weird. And, like, playing with, like, the edges of her shirt and being, like, nervous. And, like, you know, hey, can I watch? I'm like, no! Get out of here. Goes to my, and, like, the hooker's like, ah, this is too weird for me. I'm into it. Let's do bring her in here. She can watch. I'll eat her pussy. Like, tell her to bring her ghost pussy over here. I'll eat it, and you can pretend. And it's like, then you can use your tears as a lube. It's like just crying on my dick. Like, ah! You know, fucking someone. Because I'm like, my dick still works. I'm like, ah, this is horrible. My dead wife's ghost is staring at me.
Oh my.
I mean, another thing, it's like, I've seen someone put it like, if you have a dead woman's nudies, they're like collectible Pokemon cards. They're never going to be made again.
What?
Really?
If you have a dead woman's nudies, like...
Oh my God.
Her oh my nude God. Images.
Oh my God.
Pictures of her naked and alive.
And alive.
Yeah, you don't want dead ones. I've never seen like a fucking, like the Bonnie and Clyde fucking bullshit. Like, I've seen her like fucking topless, riddled with bullets. I'm like, those tits are nice, but not jerkable because you're dead. I'm like, if you're alive and smiling, maybe. I think the smile and, like, the eyes open, like, really helps me get there. I'm sure, yeah. Like, my mom's like, oh, thank God, my son's not weird. Her. Just, like, but, like, have you seen, like, you know, the Bonnie and Clyde, like, her topless, like, on the autopsy table? And like, that's another thing that like bothers me. It's like, why are you even bothering doing the autopsy when you know it was the billion fucking bullets you pumped her with? What?
Because autopsies are fun.
They're just like, we want to cut open this woman and see her tits.
Yeah, you get to do whatever the fuck with the body that you want. And you don't have to worry about it because it's a dead patient. It doesn't have to wake it up and be walking on its legs again. You can fuck around with whatever you want. Cut this, sew these two together. Just do whatever the fuck you want.
I'd put like oak tree seeds in her.
You like practice doing surgeries, and that way if you fuck up, it's not a living thing you fucked up.
I'd put like seeds, yeah, like marijuana seeds and oak tree seeds in, and like boom, boom. And so it like grows up and like uses the body as like nutrition. It's like, it's like, what the fuck? A weed plant?
Who would not be grateful for that?
Would you smoke weed that used a dead person as nutrition?
Why not?
Courtney? Like, would you eat a tomato that, you know, was grown on top of a graveyard?
Why the fuck not?
And it, like, tapped into, like, the dead person and, like, took their nutrients.
Yeah, it's the nutrients are going to be processed by the plant and it's going to be upcycled into something that our bodies can digest.
I feel like it's just weird.
I mean,
I feel like it's just like a death tomato. I feel like it's going to curse me.
You're welcome to think that.
I mean,
oh, I don't know.
Like, could you eat like what's a like potatoes, but like potatoes that, you know, they put like a bunch of juice down. And like,
I couldn't do that like on a mass grave. I don't think so.
Yeah, on a mass grave. There we go. I like the way that Courtney thinks. On a mass grave. And then they put some dirt down and then throw some potato pods and then grow the potatoes and, like, they use the dead people as nutrients and they're full-ass potatoes, like, boom, yeah.
This is literally a thing. There's a company that will bury your remains in, like, the roots of, like, a young tree and transplant it.
Yeah, but
like,
you're not...
That's a thing.
It's not a fruiting tree.
What does... It can be whatever tree it wants to be. Who says it can't be fruiting?
I couldn't do it.
Like, if I obviously were to be in that situation, I should be a sequoia redwood. But
they'd chop you down and use you as a guillotine to, like, you know, chop the heads off of witches or something.
Who cares? I'm going to be a tree. I can't wait.
And then, like, use your branches, like, burn, like, gay people at stakes.
I cannot wait to be a tree.
You're going to be, like, the most unwoke tree. You're going to, like... They're going to use your limbs to, like, make swastikas again.
Oh, my goodness.
I love how my wife is like, no, do not ruin me being a tree. What if that's all the trees in our backyard? Just dead people underneath them.
So what? It's a pile of flesh that is now rotted. It might as well be used for fertilizer.
Yeah.
Might as well put it to use.
Yeah, I mean, go for it. Holy shit, like, this hour fucking flew the fuck by. But yeah, this dumb bitch. Did. Alabama bitch. Like, I hope, like, they are, like, brother and sister. And she's like, never gonna get the fuck out of here. I'm gonna spend the rest of my life in prison, so I'm just gonna kill myself. But I wanted to give my brother a chance. And then they still fucked because it's Alabama.
Ew.
I know, it's gross. They're both gross.
I hate, like, if random people found out, like, that they're related and stuff, I'd feel so bad.
Well, though. I mean, like,
because I mean, like,
I've thought about that to the next level. It's like, what if you started dating a girl or a guy in your case or whatever, and then, you know, her, like, his mom and your dad got together and then they got married, so now you're technically, like, fucking your stepsister or stepbrother.
I don't care about the stuff like that. That's dumb.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I mean, like, yeah. That's like acceptable, like, incest on, like, porn sites.
What? Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, why would it? Why would their parents' decisions to get married matter? They're not legally, like, they're not biologically related.
Yeah, I mean. But it's still that weird, like, yeah, you see each other at Thanksgiving. It's still weird. But that's it for this episode. Zoom is telling me to go fuck myself yet again.
All right, guys.
Thank you all for listening. Thank you all so very much. We will be back next week. And we'll be on something different. Probably Skype or stream. Probably Skype, because Skype is easy to figure out.
Yeah. Maybe we should do it before, like, try to connect up beforehand and decide which one's better.
Oh, yeah. No, we'll figure it out, like, tonight. Like, after this podcast is done. But you can follow me, Alex the Truck, everywhere. All my socials are Alex the Truck. You know, everything you see that is Alex the Truck is me, except for Alex the Trucking Guy. He's a completely different dude. Kind of a dork. But yeah, go ahead and check out his fucking YouTube videos, too. You can see essentially what I fucking do. He likes to complain about a whole bunch of stuff. He's like, oh, yeah. I once got beat up and shoved into a locker. I don't know. He might be Jewish, and this might be offensive. But that's it, everyone. Eat your fucking Massgrave strawberries. My wife will.
Are there strawberries now?
Massgrave strawberries?
Yes, I like strawberries a lot more than I... Well, no, I
love
strawberries.
Growing out of the skull of, like, an infant. Like a dead infant.
Why? I don't care. Okay, I...
Now you have to pick that strawberry.
Okay, I don't understand why you think I wouldn't eat it.
It's weird. It's weird.
You're welcome to think so.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, this is definitely going to go on argue this. Is it okay to eat food grown from dead people? Is it cannibalism?
It's just like eating the animals you raised.
I don't know if, like, I could eat something that's been in the ground with them, but if it was like something that was like above ground, then I think I'd be fine.
It's like, I want it to be kosher.
Well, no, I just don't want my food touching dead people, and if they're in the ground,
I don't want my food touching people in general.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Like,
I just think it would be weird
if someone came up and put their, you know, fingers in your mashed potatoes, and like stirred it around with their fingers, bare fingers. Like, would you still
eat
the mashed potatoes?
How does that correlate?
It would depend on who it was.
Like, if I stirred it with my dick, would you still eat the mashed potatoes? Well, obviously you wouldn't, Courtney. Duh.
It doesn't correlate.
Courtney, if I ever come up to you while you're eating mashed potatoes and stir it with my dick, you have full permission to hit me.
Okay, there's a difference between you introducing your dick to the object as to the object being grown from the source.
Just correlate. It's like, I got a carrot growing out of my dick.
That's disgusting.
Would you eat it?
No.
It's like,
grew out from your body, that's like super fucked up and I would never touch you again. Okay?
But if I was like dead, you're like, oh, delicious. Nom, 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 nom.
No, I am not. Yeah. I have no guilt in eating a plant that gained nutrients from dead bodies. The dead bodies might as well be put to good use as opposed to rotting in a giant box for God knows how long. It's completely pointless. You might as well put it to use.
Just make them all fertilizer.
My grandpa's burial lot cost $20,000.
Yeah, no. Like
it was.
My papa just.
Like, holy shit.
Like, he got burnt and, you know, dumped into his favorite lake where we used to go fishing.
That's so nice.
Right?
That's so nice.
You were there.
I was?
Yes. You got drunk on mimosas.
I did?
Oh, yeah.
I am so sorry I did that.
No.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry I did that.
Mama was like, bring him on. Mama did not mind at all.
Okay.
She knows who you are.
All right. I apologize if I embarrassed you.
No, you're fine. But, yeah. Now we're good. I'm like watching the timer run down. It's like it gives you like 3 minutes and 47 seconds, or you can upgrade to pro and pay us money. And it's like, oh, well, shit. You could have just been like, hey, you want to watch an ad? And then I'd have been like, yeah, I'll watch a fucking 30-second ad.
You seriously would have done that?
No, but... The amount of shit that I pay money for so I don't have to look at ads, astounding.
Yeah.
But we'll see you all next week. And keep it classy. And if you're from California, ugh. If you're from Texas, ugh. If you're from Florida, good job, guys. Keep it up. You're doing very well. You're not coming across my radar doing crazy shit. You're landing planes. I'm proud of you guys. You know, you're like the fuck-ups in school that are starting to get gold stars. Proud of you. California, stop coming to Colorado. You're not welcome here.
Like, I don't understand why California is not its own country yet.
Just make it the state of Jefferson and get out of here. Shoo.
I wonder if that's ever going to come to fruition.
It's never going to come to fruition. They don't have enough money to do it. And we just declare war on them and take them over and be like, hey, guess what? All your land is ours now. And all your houses just went to zero.
Yeah.
And now you're all prisoners of war. And then we just kill them all. It's great.
Oh, my goodness.
And we also watched Puss in Boots.
Oh, my God. It was so cute.
Aww.
Yeah, we'll be back next week, talk, you know, about Florida. And I have a new segment coming up, Am I the Asshole? Where we will read people's stories of Am I the Asshole?
Oh, my God. I love doing that.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And so I'll have a couple stories ready for y'all. And hypothetical advice is also coming up to where I read people's need for advice. And I hypothetically answer it. So.
Oh, my.
That is it. Those two things are coming out. Still working on the worst party. And that'll eventually come out. And then I can send out a request for people to be up on the shit. So if you want to talk about whatever the fuck, you know. How fun it is to jack off with a dick now that you've transgendered over from a woman to a dude. It's like, woo, this is way more fun. But, yeah. See y'all later. Bye-bye.